Oscar Wei is the deputy chief economist at the California Association of Realtors with more than 180,000 members. I'm sure they're all listening right now. He co-manages the research and economics department and oversees the operation of data analytics and survey research within the division. He writes reports, housing supply, affordability, mortgage finance, homeownership, tax reform. His work has been quoted in the LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Kiplinger's, NPR, KFI, as well as other media outlets. I don't know why his introduction doesn't mention Radio Real Estate. He's been with CAR since 2003, and amazingly, before that, he worked for a toy company. That's an interesting transition. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Deputy Chief Economist Oscar Wei.
Thank you, Mark, for having me again. And I'll make sure that I put that on my resume, on my bio as well, to include Radio Real Estate.
Well, I was only joking, but I just won the RIS Media Award
Hey.
due to that. And I got an interview published, so it's kind of exciting.
Congrats.
So always great to talk to you. So maybe the first thing to ask you is mortgage rates, because obviously they were looking like, we might see the fives in 2026. But since the end of February, when the war started, we've seen elevated levels. What is the impact of this on either the economy and the housing market?
Yeah, good questions, and you're absolutely right. Even for the data that we have collected in the first couple months, of course, it started off a little soft for the state as a whole, but it started actually improving because we started seeing interest rates going down. In fact, I think it went down to the average of the 30-year fixed rate went down to the lowest in the last 3 years, prior to the war. So we were feeling that okay, things are going to finally get a little better. We're maybe building momentum into the home buying season, and of course the war started, and a 30-year fixed rate or other interest rates also elevated by maybe about 50 basis point. At one point, I think 30-year fixed rate went all the way up to 6.7, 6.8. So the impact is obviously. You probably notice buyers are pretty sensitive with interest rate movement. I think many buyers, they still want to buy. They continue to want to buy. And look at what happened last year when we had higher interest rates. They still want to buy, but then of course they look at the interest rate environment. They sometimes hold back a little bit. So I think that's going to happen in March. It happened in March probably a little bit. Of maybe thinking about what's going to happen. I understand that some people who might already have entered escrow and they may be seeing they might have maybe having some thoughts of okay, well, maybe I can negotiate with some of the sellers to see if we can actually lower the price down a little bit. I think in the next few weeks or so, we probably will see some of the buyers maybe holding back a little bit to see what the environment is like. To clear some of this uncertainty. But ultimately, remember, even though interest rates might have gone up by 50 basis point or so, and in the last couple weeks or so, I think we've seen rates actually coming back down a little bit, still a little bit elevated. But even with that number, compared to a year ago, rates still are a little bit better compared to a year ago. So I think buyers and people who are in the market right now need a little bit of time to digest, and things actually start stabilizing a little bit. I think we'll see a little bit more activity in the next couple months or so.
My guest, Oscar Wei, he's the deputy chief CAR economist, California Association of Realtors. Interesting to hear you say that the interest rates hit the lowest in 3 years prior to this jump up. And interesting to see what happens with buyers' hesitation. I wonder now, of course, you look at sales throughout all of California, so you can see a trend, or you can see a slowdown now and then. What are you seeing in terms of when you mention March? So, are you seeing a little bit of a slowdown in sales, and are you attributing this to the higher interest rate?
I think towards the end of February, we'll start with February 1st. Towards the end of February, we actually saw open escrow sales and pending sales actually inched up compared to a year ago. So when you look at it from that standpoint, close sales in March probably will be okay, will be flat or maybe a little bit higher compared to a year ago. Now, keep in mind, of course, we are in the home buying season or about to get further into the home buying season. So activity is supposed to be a little bit better compared to a couple months ago. But at the state level or some of the numbers that we have been seeing, we're seeing maybe mortgage applications slowing down a little bit. And again, it all depends on the interest rates fluctuations. We have been seeing some fluctuations in interest rates. So I think the mortgage application slowing down at the national or at the state level suggests to us that as far as closed sales are concerned, we will see some soft activities or soft numbers in April. Not so much in March because March has already been kind of baked in because of what happened in the open escrow in February. But going to April, maybe even in May, we probably will see some softer closed sales number. But as I mentioned, I think people are waiting for some certainty, some stabilization. And let's say if interest rates remain a little elevated, but that is still that is still better than what we saw a year ago, people are waiting for that stabilizations, and then they're going to go back in. But if rates actually started actually coming down because let's say the war ends in a week, 2 weeks or so, then people are obviously going to be a little bit motivated, and they're probably going to start again. So I think either way, we may see some slow sales before the first half, before the end of the first half of the year, but the second half of the year looks a little bit better.
My guest, Deputy Chief CAR Economist, California Association of Realtors Economists, Oscar Wei. Been with CAR, I think, since 2003. I'm not sure I mentioned that, but I'd be curious to know. I get so many emails from CAR, and I hate to admit it, but a lot of times I don't even read them. I would like to follow what you're saying if CAR sends those out just to compare it to Santa Barbara, where seem to be such a unique cocoon of a market up here. I keep scratching my head as to there seems to be no end to people coming to Santa Barbara or within Santa Barbara and buying two, three, five, $10 million properties. I kept waiting for that valve to shut off, and it doesn't shut off. It just blows me away. I'm sure a lot of those are cash deals. Are you seeing, do you track at all? Because I've heard from lenders recently about they're promoting this buy down. So when someone writes an offer, they ask the seller to pay a little bit of money to buy down the loan rate. Do you guys track that?
We don't have any specific numbers on buy downs, but I have seen anecdotally and I've seen other articles as well that, of course, there are buy downs, and that's actually one of the reasons that motivate or incentivize buyers to purchase. Now, it also makes a difference depending on which price range you look at. If you look at the more affordable segments, the interest rates fluctuations may be a bit more sensitive to people who purchase in that particular segment. For the higher end market segment, it may not be as sensitive, partly because, well, a couple things. Of course, for people who are in the high end, they might be also benefit from improvement in the stock market. Although, of course, in the last few weeks, the stock market starts showing some fluctuation. But the high end is probably less sensitive compared to the low end, the lower price range. And so there might be some differences. And even in Santa Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, you can also see pockets of maybe more affordable segments versus higher segments. So there are probably some differences. But the buy downs I've heard, buyers or developers, builders, they are using buy downs as an incentive to get people in. I think the fluctuation that I described earlier, that's mostly applied, of course, to the general market, but certain segments, I think you'll see some differences.
My guest, Oscar Wei, Deputy Chief CAR Economist. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. radiorealestate.com. I saw a email from some agent selling a condo in San Diego, and it was on this, high rise. It looked so nice and the price looked so reasonable. And she added, seller will credit buyer the first year homeowners association. So another way to soften. And then I thought to myself, oh gosh, I wonder what the association fee is. They're getting so high. Okay, great information. You were kind of referencing or predicting what will happen, to rates and sales in the coming months. What are there any other or any downside risks and upside risks that you see for 2026?
Well, there are definitely, a lot of moving parts in this year. Now, of course, we did not anticipate a war at the beginning of the year. And then, of course, the war started. So interest rates being elevated is probably going to be a continuing risk for the next few months or so. And the reason why that is the case is, the war actually started. Now, typically, Mark, you probably know, and your audience probably know, in the past, when we have war, typically interest rate come down a little bit because of concerns about what's going to happen to the stock market and people moving into the bond market. But in this case, it's a little different because it affects oil supply and it affects inflation. So that actually could lead to maybe a little bit more high inflation for the next few months or so. So that inflation risk is probably going to be one risk that actually will continue to keep rates from coming down to the anticipated level that we had expected earlier this year. So that's one risk. Now, the other risk, of course, we are already experiencing it. We have been seeing some fluctuation in the stock market, the financial market. Now, so far, we saw maybe about 5 or 6% decline, and then recent weeks it started coming back up. So it seems to actually improved or has gotten better as far as the financial market is concerned. But there's always a risk that it could actually lead to a more dramatic decline. Maybe it's because of the war. Maybe it's because of concern about the AI bubbles that people talk about quite a bit. So those are some of the that's another risk to consider. Now, in general, the economy seems to be actually doing okay. We anticipate that this year, 2026, to actually have a positive growth number. Previously, it's about 2%-ish or so, close to 2%. But because of the war, it might actually come down a little bit to maybe about 1.3, 1.4% or so. Now, there's also this positive upside risk. That is, we are seeing probably a bit more tax refunds. For people who already filed that tax return, you actually might have seen a little bit higher tax refund compared to last year. And that's because of the change in the tax law last year. And with that tax refund, it could actually help the economy. And when the economy is doing okay, of course, people feel a little bit more confidence and they continue to take a look at, what's going on with the housing market. And if we actually end up having a little bit more supply in the housing market, buyers have a little bit more to choose from. And if they feel a little bit more secured financially because of the tax refund, then they will probably feel a little bit more secure, to start looking for a home, and the sales activity will probably go up. Now, one thing I do want to mention, though, I think, the price growth, home price growth, will most likely to be a little bit more moderate this year compared to last year, partly because, when there are uncertainty about what's going to happen with the economy, the first th and of course with interest rate rising, one of the things that buyers think about is, okay, well, let's see if I can actually negotiate with the buyers. And seems like, they have a little bit more negotiation power compared to say 6 months ago. So, and sellers are willing to negotiate a little bit more this last few weeks compared to say about 3, 4 months ago. So these are some of the things that to consider, for what's going to happen with the housing market this year.
My guest, Deputy Chief CAR, California Association of Realtors Economist Oscar Wei. You know what, Oscar? I think we should take a break and come back because I have some other questions about homeowners insurance and the housing market And I want to follow up on what you just said about housing prices and, where they're moving and compare that to Santa Barbara. And you mentioned the economy's doing okay, and you mentioned 2%. It might go below 2%. What is the ideal target?
Well, the interest rates are supposed to actually, as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, it's going to, inflation is hopefully going to go back down to 2%, but most likely it's probably not going to happen. We're most likely going to see maybe about 2.7, 2.8% this year compared to last year. It is probably going to start slowing down towards the end of the year, though.
Okay. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. My guest is the Deputy Chief CAR Economist, Oscar Wei. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.